Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. We are continuing in our study in the book of James this week. And in James chapter 1, starting at verse 5, we find these words. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. In the J.B. Phillips translation, it says it this way. If in the process any of you does not know how to meet any particular problem he has, only to ask God, who gives generously to all men without making them feel guilty, and he may be quite sure that the necessary wisdom will be given him. This is a great promise. We all need wisdom in our lives every single day. It is vital for us, if we're going to walk wisely in a wicked world, for us to seek out God's wisdom on each and every situation that we may face. Whether you're needing wisdom on a business transaction or how to deal with a difficult employee, or whether you need wisdom in disciplining your children or a rebellious child, you need to seek God and not try to figure out the answer with your own intellect. Remember, God has all wisdom and all knowledge. He also sees the future. He understands every possible implication of your pressing situation, and he knows exactly what you need to do. We oftentimes wait after we have exhausted all other possibilities before we ask God for wisdom. We only go there in desperation, and yet we are exhorted here in James 1:5, that if you lack wisdom, if you are in need of wisdom, all you need to do is ask God, and he'll give it to you generously, without reproach. That means he won't chastise you for asking. He won't say, you should have known the answer to that. No, God's attitude toward us as his children is that he waits for us to ask for wisdom so he can give it to us generously, and you'll receive it. We need to go to God first when we're in need of an answer, of wisdom, of how to do the practical things. The Lord hasn't brought us into the world and left us on our own to try to figure out things as best we can. No, on the contrary, he has made provision for us to ask and receive, to seek and to find exactly what we need from God. And he exhorts us here in James 1:5 to ask God for wisdom. Do that today. No matter what your situation is, you can breathe a prayer to God, whether you're sitting at your desk in the office needing wisdom in your paperwork, or whether you're dealing with a very rebellious child. You can say, God, you said in your word that if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, and the wisdom will be given to that person. And I'm asking according to your word, and I'm asking you to watch over your word to perform it. And so by faith, I receive the answer to my prayer right now. Thank you, Lord, for giving me the wisdom that I need for this situation. And then walk by faith as if you've received your answer, and the Lord will manifest that wisdom to you. You'll know what to do. God's spirit inside of you will give you the unction, the nudging that you need to go in the proper and wise direction. Be a person who seeks God's wisdom first, not man's wisdom first, and then when that runs out or fails, that you go to God. Go there first. Life will go well for you if you'll seek the wisdom of God first on all situations. But let's look at the next verse, which is referring to how we ask God for things. And obviously in this fifth verse, it says, if you're lacking wisdom, ask God and it'll be given to you. And it goes on in verse 6 to say, but let him ask in faith with no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. This is a fascinating insight into praying in faith. Very important for us to understand what is meant in this scripture if you're going to receive from God the things that you ask. It's very, very important to comprehend this. And in the J.B. Phillips translation, it says this in verse 6, "But he must ask in sincere faith without secret doubts. For the man who doubts is like a wave of the sea, carried forward by the wind one moment and driven back the next. That sort of man cannot hope to receive anything from the Lord. And the life of a man of divided loyalty will reveal instability at every turn." That unstable person, the person of two minds, or double-minded man, mentioned in verse 8 of chapter 1 of James, is unstable, the scripture says, in all his ways. So here's a key for you and I in our life of walking by faith with the Lord. We have to make a decision that when we ask something of God, according to the Word of God, that we believe that we receive what we ask for when we pray, and that when things don't look like they're coming to pass that we've asked for, that we don't turn around and change our mind and say, well, maybe God isn't going to answer, or maybe His Word isn't true, or like the temptation that Eve and Adam faced in the Garden of Eden is that the devil said, "Has God said?" And so we begin to say, well, did God really mean that? And we begin to consider these wavering thoughts, or these doubts that will rise up when your faith is confronted by a delay in receiving, or an absence of victory in the area for which you have prayed. This is vital. If you're going to get anything from God, whether it's wisdom for your situation, finances that you may need, health or healing that you're looking for, or reverse in your business situation, or restoration of your marriage, or whatever area, if you're going to receive, it's critical, as we see here in James 1, verse 6 and 7, that when you ask God for an answer, that you ask in faith. You know, Smith Wigglesworth loved to say this: if you are sure of your ground, you can laugh when you see things are getting worse. Most people, when they see things are getting worse after they've prayed, and they hope they've prayed in faith, or they believe they've prayed in faith, when they see things getting worse, they don't laugh. Instead, they begin to waver. And this wavering simply means to doubt, to withdraw from, or to stagger, or to hesitate. God has not called us to be a hesitating, a doubting people, halting between two opinions. God will do it, God will not do it. Will God do it? And questioning and wavering. God's called us to be a people that believe God unequivocally, that regardless of what it looks like, we believe Him. A great missionary to Mexico named Wayne Myers, who's ministered in Mexico for over 50 years and has helped to plant hundreds of churches in that region, loves to say this one thing, and it's been a motto of his life. He would say, "Don't doubt in the dark what you heard in the light." I want to encourage you today, if you have been believing God, if you heard a word from God, whether it was the Logos word out of the written word of God that we have, or a Rhema word that God gave to you specifically on a certain issue, and you are standing and believing, and things begin to look like they're getting worse, or look like they're not coming to pass, or look like victory is nowhere in sight, I urge you, do not doubt in the dark. And the dark is when things don't appear to be coming the way God said they should, or you believe that they should. Don't doubt in the dark what you heard in the light. God's word is true, and the end result of believing God's word will be victory. Faith always brings victory, but wavering or doubting always brings defeat. And this is the key for the victorious Christian life, is that we ask God on good ground, the good ground of his word, then we can stand believing no matter what we see, laughing when things look like they're getting worse, but expecting fully that the answer's on its way and will be in our hand momentarily. This is the key to victory. Will you be a person that will not waver? When my husband and I first planted our current church, which is called Safe Harbor Church in Southern California, we had been meeting for some months and had a very small group of people, and we had a young man who was a college-age young man who the Lord had been dealing with him that he was supposed to come and be a part of our church. We hadn't said a word to him personally, but he came to us and began to tell how the Lord had been so dealing with him. And we were sitting with him at lunch, and he said to us these words. He said, "If I had been working as long as you have and only had that small group of people, I would have given up by now." And I laughed. I remember just throwing my head back and laughing and looking at him and saying, it has never crossed my mind to give up, because we knew what God had said. He had said, start that church, and it's his church. We believed him, and we stood believing that it would become exactly what the word of the Lord to us and many prophetic words had said it would become. Though in the moment it didn't look like anything significant, we knew that we knew that we knew. You cannot waver when things don't appear to be coming to pass, or when things look like they're getting worse. When you've received a word from God, stand fast, don't waver, believe in the dark what you heard in the light. Don't doubt in the dark what you heard in the light. God will come through if you'll stand without doubting. God bless you. Have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.